Voter suppression has always been a problem in America. It can take many forms, but most recognizable are things like poll taxes and literacy tests. This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, we explore what voter suppression looks like in 2020.
Stirring up confusion, making voting inconvenient, putting obstacles in the voters' path, sharing misinformation with voters.
Who's being most impacted, and why, after a century of expanding access, this is still happening today? Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
COVID cases are now spiking in parts of the country that were spared the worst of it earlier on. But that's not all. Some states are seeing a second surge now. Overall, the country is averaging close to 75,000 new cases a day over the past 7 days. As William Brangham reports, that has led to a big jump in hospital admissions, straining healthcare systems, as we just heard from Senator Durbin, and forcing hospitals to make very difficult decisions.
That's right, Judy. Let's talk about Utah as a prime example of this. There were more than 1,600 new cases in the state yesterday. That's an increase of about 30% from just 2 weeks ago. The state has suffered more than 570 deaths since the pandemic began. Hospital officials say their facilities are operating at near capacity, raising the prospect they could be forced to prioritize who gets admitted to their intensive care units. Dr. Edward Stenyum is an infectious disease specialist with the Intermountain Healthcare System, which is the biggest system in Utah. Dr. Stenyum, very good to have you on the NewsHour. As I mentioned, you're seeing this big uptick in cases week over week. How are you handling that with all these people coming to your hospitals?
Yeah, thanks, William. I mean, we're doing everything we can within our healthcare network to ensure that we really strategize and put the patients where they need to be. And so we have quite a few hospitals here in Utah, and we are spreading our patients out to ensure that all of our hospitals see COVID patients and non-COVID patients alike. We've had to open up ICUs down in southwestern Utah, and then we've also added some new beds in one of our orthopedic spine hospitals to accommodate the surge as well.
Let's say these cases keep going up. Do you guys have the capacity to keep expanding and expanding and expanding?
Yeah, so we expect the cases, at least in the hospital, to keep going up for a number of weeks. We know that hospitalization is delayed after the cases are detected. That's typically delayed from 7 to 10 days. And so at this rate, we can expect our hospitalizations to keep going up for the next at least 7 to 14 days. And that's assuming that something changes in the community. We have plans to accommodate this surge, and we have a number of surge plans that we will activate. And so we will continue to open up ICUs, continue to make room for beds, and we'll continue to, you know, shut off some elective surgeries to accommodate, you know, the further surge. But the biggest issue is not necessarily the beds. The biggest issue is our healthcare workers. And that's really the resource that's going to be most limited as this continues.
Is that because you simply don't have enough people, or the people you have are near the end of their rope? Like, what is that?
Yeah, it's a number of things. One is, you know, we've been at this for months, and so our caregivers are tired, they're frustrated, and they keep seeing these patients over and over again. And the fact of the matter is, as we open up more ICUs, we're not making more ICU doctors. We're not making more ICU nurses or hospital staff or hospital physicians. And so we will be in a situation where we'll be bringing in physicians, nurse practitioners, PAs to potentially help care for these patients. And so your ICU patient may not be cared for by an ICU doctor, or they may be overseen by one, but not directly cared for. And so those are the things we really worry about when our numbers continue to surge, is that we'll have patients that, you know, we can't take care of them the way we want to.
I remember earlier in the pandemic when things were really bad in New York and then in Minnesota, I talked with some hospital officials there who were having to have very uncomfortable conversations about if this capacity gets so stressed, we have to start, you know, triaging in essence, who gets that crucial ICU bed and who doesn't. Have you guys had those conversations, and how have those gone?
Yeah, the Utah Hospital Association has certainly put forth some guidance to that, to our governor, that is looking for approval. Fortunately, in Utah, we have not had to be in that situation at this point. We've been able to manage our patients effectively with the resources we currently have. We certainly don't look forward to that day, and we have planned for that day and how that will occur and what will happen. But we certainly hope that we can stem this tide and not get to that point.
Can you help me understand what you understand to be the drivers of the epidemic in Utah? I mean, are people abiding by social distancing and mask wearing and all of those precautions?
Yeah, it really started, this surge of the epidemic started when schools went back in session. And we saw a really nice uptick in cases in the 15 to 25 year olds. And then essentially like clockwork, they transmitted it to their parents and grandparents in the community. And so we've seen this pretty aggressive community transmission really been driven by that younger age group. And now we're seeing cases increase in all age groups. And I think it comes to the fact of the matter is that, yes, we have some state level guidance that is issued per county based on the number of cases we have. But in the fact, it's that not everybody's following that guidance. And we're seeing a lot of people in the community not wearing masks. And we're seeing a lot of large congregate settings where people are not masked and are transmitting the virus. So it comes back down to simple public health measures of wearing a mask if you have to go out, abiding by social distancing, not getting together in large groups. Outside is better than inside, and hand washing. It's simple as that.
One last question. The president has alleged that hospitals are exaggerating the coronavirus death totals. And he said that they're doing it to make more money, that if you have a COVID case, you get more money than if that person is not a COVID case. He cites no evidence for that. Have you seen any evidence that that is occurring?
Absolutely not. And, you know, as a healthcare worker that has been in this fight now for the past 7 months, I find that comment very insulting.
All right. Dr. Edward Stenyum of the Intermountain Healthcare System in Utah, thanks very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.